murder at a Maryland newspaper.
A suspect with a long-standing grudge.
Five employees shot by their desks.
This guy was holding what looked like a big shotgun, like he was targeting people.
A blistering heat wave.
From the Central Valley of California to Portland, Maine.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Indeed.com.
Good morning, I'm Peter King.
And I'm Nora O'Donnell in Annapolis, Maryland. The headline in this morning's Annapolis Capital Gazette says five shot dead at the Capitol. Its editorial page is mostly blank except for the names of the five people who were shot and killed here yesterday. And the words today, we are speechless. The newspaper's office here is still a crime scene, so today's edition was published in a parking lot. The suspect, Jared Ramos, is charged with five counts of first-degree murder. He's going to be in court later this morning. Police say he had a long-running feud with the paper. Our team coverage of the shootings inside a newspaper's newsroom begins with correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
Police say Jared Ramos burst into the newsroom with a pump-action shotgun, which he's owned for about a year. Authorities say he stalked the newsroom here, looking for his victims. Terrified reporters dove under their desks. In its report on the shooting this morning, the newspaper itself describes a long-standing grudge that Ramos had with the paper, dating back to 2011, when the Capital Gazette ran a story about how he stalked and harassed a high school classmate over the Internet. A year later, he sued the paper without a lawyer, claiming defamation. Because the story was true, he lost. He appealed and lost again. Moments before the shooting, Ramos issued a final tweet cursing the appellate judge who dismissed his case nearly 3 years ago. The woman Ramos began harassing nearly a decade ago said she feared for her life, Nora.
CBS's Chip Reed spoke with the woman's lawyer.
He was as angry an individual as I have ever seen.
Attorney Brennan McCarthy says Jared Ramos tormented his client for years.
She lost her job because of him.
She lost her job because of this individual. He is malevolent. He forwarded a letter to her employer basically stating that she was bipolar and a drunkard, which is ridiculous.
McCarthy says the harassment and stalking began around 2009 after they became friends on Facebook. In 2011, she took him to court where he pleaded guilty to criminal harassment and was placed on 18 months probation. 5 days later, the Capital Gazette wrote a story titled, Jared Wants to Be Your Friend. It outlined Ramos' alleged erratic behavior, including emails he allegedly sent telling McCarthy's client, go hang yourself.
I, for one, received what I consider to be a death threat.
Tom Marquard was the Capitol's executive editor at the time of the article. He said he went to police about Ramos' threat, but was told nothing could be done.
Earlier this morning, I spoke with Anne Arundel County Police Chief Timothy Altomare about the accused gunman.
We're at a point where physically we've done everything we need to do in the crime scene. We have done some search warrants at the suspect's residence.
What did you find?
We still have a lot of questions. We certainly found that there was a continuation of thought bringing him here yesterday.
The threats. The suspect has a bail hearing this morning. Is he cooperating with investigators?
We are not getting too far on cooperation.
You held him in jail all night. He's not talking?
Not saying much.
The five people killed include Gerald Fishman, the Capitol's editorial page editor. Co-workers say he was quiet but brilliant. Rob Hyacin was an assistant managing editor and columnist and a mentor to many young journalists. John McNamara was a longtime sports reporter who covered the University of Maryland and the Washington Nationals. Rebecca Smith had just started as a sales assistant. Friends say she had the biggest heart. Features writer Wendy Winter's daughter says she never believed in acting or admitting her age. Her son says she wrote her own obituary because she didn't like the ones she read. Peter?
The misery index could be pretty high this weekend. Much of the country is in the middle of a blistering coast-to-coast heat wave. It feels like temperatures of over 100 degrees. CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson.
The length of this heat wave will be, I would say, abnormally long. We could be seeing a 9 or 10 day heat wave in some spots, and that is certainly not normal for any time of year.
The 4th of July holiday is 5 days away, but millions of Americans are starting their holidays today, and airports are expected to be packed. Here's CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
If the TSA sees more than 2.7 million passengers, that could make it a record-breaking day at airport checkpoints across the country. And while the 4th of July isn't typically one we associate with peak travel, this is the middle of the busy summer travel season. The holiday falls on a Wednesday, so it's a good excuse to take a very long weekend, and millions of people are going to be doing just that, perhaps 2.7 million or more.
It's been tough to really find out what's happening inside detention centers that house children that were caught crossing the border illegally, either with families or on their own. One former worker is talking about what she's seen. Live to CBS's Gary Nunn.
Pamela Baez quit her job at the Cayuga Centers in New York City because of what she calls injustice, as she cared for undocumented children. Her concern?
The psychological trauma that was going on, a lot of the kids weren't being seen right away.
For Baez, it was emotionally disturbing and heartbreaking.
A lot of these kids, they have no idea where their parents are.
The facility hasn't commented on Baez's allegations and why she left the facility. More than 2,000 children remain separated from their immigrant parents. Peter?
It's the end of the line for Toys R Us. The retailer shuts its doors for the last time today. WWL's Dave Cohen visited one store in New Orleans.
Everything is currently 95% off, aside from our fixtures, which are 75% off.
In the final hours of Toys R Us, many people came just to look and remember.
It seems unreal. I mean, growing up with these stores, and now they're going away.
We have a little girl, you know, it's our first. You know, and I remember as a kid that experience.
And, of course, many of those memories are associated with the Toys R Us jingle.
I don't want to grow up. I'm a Toys R Us kid.
Dave Cohen for CBS News, New Orleans.
An Atlantic City resort has a new life in time for the holiday weekend.
The Hard Rock in Atlantic City is already rocking after its grand opening. It replaces the Trump Taj Mahal, one of five casinos that shut down in the last 4 years. But Hard Rock chairman Jim Allen says AC is a strong bet.
Atlantic City is still the second largest gaming market in the United States.
I'm honored to be here.
Up the boardwalk, actor Mark Wahlberg helped open the Ocean Resort, the old Revel Casino. Delaware resident John Maloney.
Hopefully it'll bring the city back up.
A million people are expected to crowd into AC this weekend. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
Further south, Walt Disney World is cutting the ribbon on its new Toy Story attraction today. It's one reason why AAA says Orlando will be the country's top July 4th tourist destination. That's the World News Roundup for Friday, June 29th, 2018, the broadcast produced by Paul Ferry. For Nora O'Donnell in Annapolis, I'm Peter King, CBS News.